Marvel Champions vs. Marvel United in 2026, which Marvel cooperative should you buy? Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Buy Marvel Champions if you want the deeper solo or two-player card game, meaningful deck construction, and modular villains. Buy Marvel United if you want the faster teach, miniatures, family-friendly cooperative, and easy four-player table. For most solo players, Champions wins, for mixed-skill groups, United wins. This is a buying decision, not a fandom census. Imani separates the deck-building laboratory from the miniature-filled family table, then gives each game one sane expansion path instead of a multiverse-sized shopping cart. Every product link in this guide resolves to an exact Amazon detail page with the Puzzlewick affiliate tag. Product galleries and official manuals were checked on 2026 to 725. Moving prices are deliberately left to the current listing. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Should you buy Marvel Champions or Marvel United, the games share a license, not a job. Marvel Champions Core is a card game laboratory. Choose a hero, pair that fixed hero kit with an aspect deck, assemble a villain encounter, and learn exactly when actions, responses, and interrupts resolve. Marvel United, Multiverse is a social cooperative. Move among locations, extend a shared storyline, and combine the symbols on adjacent hero cards. Champions wins when one or two people want to study a system. United wins when a host wants four people making satisfying decisions inside 10 minutes. That distinction matters more than which miniatures or heroes are in the box. Imani's broad recommendation is Champions for solo, United for a family or rotating game night, and both only when those two rooms genuinely occur in your life. How different are the two games at the table? Marvel Champions gives each player a hero identity card, a hero-specific kit, and a chosen aspect. The villain has a main scheme, encounter deck, and modular set. Damage and threat are separate clocks, so flipping between hero and alter ego form is not flavor text. It changes what you can do and what the villain attacks. Marvel United places hero cards into one shared storyline. The symbols on the previous hero card help the next player, which makes turn order and team composition the real engine. A villain travels, resolves a master plan card, and fills locations with threats until heroes clear missions and can attack. The result is not heavy versus easy. It is construction and timing versus sequencing and accessibility. United can become sharp under challenge rules, but it never becomes a deck construction game. Champions can be taught cleanly, but it never becomes a 10-minute family setup. What exactly comes in each core box? Marvel Champions Core includes five heroes, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, She-Hulk, Iron Man, and Black Panther, plus three villains, aspect cards, modular encounters, tokens, and hit point dials. It supports 1 to 4 players, but its cleanest pace is solo or two. Marvel United, Multiverse is a standalone core rather than a dependency disguised as an expansion. It introduces equipment, commander solo mode, and an antihero while retaining the central location and storyline system. The exact Amazon gallery also shows the miniatures, location cards, dashboards, and tokens before purchase. Neither box needs sleeves, a playmat, or an insert to function. Sleeves become sensible only after repeated shuffling proves the game has a permanent place in the rotation. Which game is better solo? Marvel Champions wins solo. True solo is fast and focused. Two-handed solo exposes more hero combinations at the cost of more triggers. The core lesson from experienced players is to begin with Rhino, use a recommended deck and separate forced effects from optional responses before raising difficulty. Marvel United is easy to multi-hand because each hero has a compact deck and open information. Current solo discussion repeatedly prefers controlling 3 or 4 heroes over the dedicated solo variant. That works, but the puzzle is lighter and can feel repetitive if the villain set is too easy. Use United when you want a 30 to 45 minute comic book puzzle. Use Champions when the deck, encounter, module, and rematch can become a hobby. What should you buy after the core? For Champions, play every core hero and villain before adding Civil War. Civil War is a large campaign expansion with configurable scenarios. It is a coherent depth purchase rather than another loose hero. Fantasy Flight's current, legacy, and limited environments matter for organized formats, but a home collection can still mix legal cards under the normal rules. For United, buy Spider-Geddon after Multiverse if the table wants another self-contained roster. Do not begin by buying secondary market Kickstarter lots. Multiverse already adds equipment and improved solo options. Spider-Geddon adds variety without turning acquisition into archaeology. The stop rule is simple, one core plus one branch. If that pair is not being played, more characters will not repair the underlying fit. What strategy makes each game better after the first night? In Champions, build upgrades before racing damage, manage threat before it forces a loss, and treat alter ego turns as planned recovery rather than panic. Expert play is often tempo accounting, which resource card creates a permanent advantage, which encounter effect must be canceled, and when a villain stage should be advanced. In United, count visible move, attack, and heroic action symbols before playing. Delay the third cleared mission until the table can exploit an exposed villain. On harder settings, hero-specific cards matter more because wild symbols are reduced. That makes team composition legible instead of cosmetic. For both games, stop changing heroes every session. Repeat the same matchup once. The second play reveals whether the first loss came from rules, sequence, or the actual system. Which game is better for a family or mixed skill group? United is the safer answer. Turns are short, information is open, and the miniature moving around recognizable locations gives non-card gamers a physical story. An experienced host can quietly manage villain upkeep without taking over player decisions. Champions can work with a patient group, but four players stretch the villain phase and multiply timing questions. Teach with one experienced pilot, two players, and recommended decks before presenting a four-hero event. For children below the printed age, the limiting factors are reading, sequencing, and frustration tolerance rather than miniature handling. United usually crosses that bridge sooner. The final shelf plan, what should you buy now? Solo or two-player card gamer, buy Marvel Champions Core. Add Civil War only after the core villains have produced real rematches. Family, mixed group, or miniature fan, buy Marvel United, Multiverse. Add Spider-Geddon when the table asks for more villains, not when the shelf looks empty. Collector tempted by everything, buy neither line in bulk. Both systems become better through familiarity. A multiverse is not a permission slip to skip the first 10 plays. Final verdict, Marvel Champions is the better game for a repeat solo player or card game pair. Marvel United is the better host game for families and mixed experience groups. Neither needs a complete collection. Champions Core plus one campaign box or United Multiverse plus Spider-Geddon is already an excellent shelf. Frequently asked questions, is Marvel Champions better than Marvel United? For solo depth and deck construction, yes. For a fast family or mixed skill cooperative, Marvel United is the better fit. Can Marvel United be played solo? Yes. Many experienced solo players prefer controlling three or four heroes rather than using a dedicated solo mode. Is Marvel United Multiverse standalone? Yes, the Multiverse Core box is a complete standalone game and can mix with other Marvel United material. Does Marvel Champions require deck building? Recommended decks let you start immediately, but deck construction is one of the system's central long-term pleasures. Which Marvel game is easier to teach? Marvel United is easier and faster to teach because turns are compact and the board state is open. What is the best Marvel Champions expansion after Core? Civil War is our 2026 campaign box recommendation after the Core has been played thoroughly. What is the best Marvel United box after Multiverse? Spider-Geddon is a strong Amazon-available standalone second box with a focused roster. Do I need sleeves or a playmat? Number play first. Sleeve only after repeated shuffling makes wear a real concern. Which game is better at four players? Marvel United. Champions works at four but resolves more slowly and creates more timing overhead. Should I buy a complete collection? Number start with one core and one coherent branch. Both lines generate substantial play long before completion.